You're listening to Can Do Radio on North Georgia's News Talk WBUN, presented by Robert Plumbing. Call us if we can do for you, 770-534-2373, or online at callrobertsplumbing.com.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabonds.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I hope you're getting all the candy and flowers and hugs and kisses, too, that you deserve on this Valentine's Day. Right, Dr. Bill?
That's what you should be getting.
Absolutely. And dinner later tonight, maybe.
Dinner tonight, and then a nice dessert, something sweet, strawberries or chocolate.
What are you going to have for me for dessert?
Probably do crepes with strawberries and chocolate, or no, whipped cream sauce for dessert, something like that. And then a dessert wine would be neat.
That sounds good. That sounds really good. Dessert crepes. So you can make crepes into dessert, huh?
Yeah. They can go there very succulent. They can be sweet. They can go both ways.
I love that idea. I love that idea. Well, what we've been doing today, if you're just joining us, is we have been reading some great love letters from some of us on the team here, as well as some of our listeners, have sent us love letters to their favorite cities. So we've saved ours to the end here. And Doc Bill, I know your love letter is going to like really capture a place that a lot of people like.
Yes, definitely is. The Big Apple, New York.
Well, why don't you read it to us?
I will. Dear New York, you are not only my love, but the only, but truly the first love of America. You are filled with so much, shows, food, and of course the people. There's so much of you to love. There are five mini cities, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, and Staten Island. Each one by itself would be the largest, would be one of the largest cities in America by itself. The city comes in so many ways. When just taking a cab ride, you can be a New Yorker and enjoy the adventure. And the subway, you can take you almost anywhere in the city. I have so many things I like to do when I'm in the city, but those things can be looked at very shortly in looking at this list. If you have very little time, I would suggest you stay in Manhattan. The view of the Empire State Building is one of the best in the city and perhaps one of the best in the world. Don't miss it. My favorite things are food and, of course, food and the food. However, the musical shows and jazz clubs are also great. When I'm in the city, I have a few things that I should be on your must-to-do list. The first is go to Zabor's. It's a deli located on 80th Street and Broadway. It's a great place to be. A lot of bagels, cheeses, and smoke variety of meats. And whatever you see in any other place, you'll see it in Zabor's times 100. Since it's Valentine's Day, go to La Mansion de Chocolat. And this is a high-end chocolate store. There used to be only three of these stores in the world. They were in Paris, New York, and Tokyo. They've expanded somewhat, so now you have at least four stores in Manhattan itself. But a really high-end chocolate, and they take chocolate from the bean all the way through. You can even take chocolate courses. But it's just good to go to the place, look around, and see the variety of chocolates that are would be like Godiva's on steroids. Next, go to Chinatown. A great just walking around. There's a lot of good places to go and have dim sum, which is a variety of snacks you can get which are steamed and fried. Fourth, if you like music, the Blue Note Jazz Club is the place to be. It's in the Village. And I mention this because it's one of the unique jazz clubs. I call it a high-end jazz club. You can see well-known jazz artists that have won Grammys and awards there almost every night. They usually do two sets, one around 8 o'clock and the other one around 10 o'clock. They also serve lunch as well as serving dinner. Years ago, it was a great place because you could actually have intimate contact with some of your most favorite jazz artists. Talk to them even in their dressing rooms. That's changed somewhat now with what's happened these days. But even now, the environment is very, very small. It's a small club. You're feet away from your favorite jazz artist. And you can usually talk to them between breaks or even buy them a drink. The next is go to Cat's Deli. Cat's Deli is known for its pastrami sandwiches. And the best way to get it is a nice rice sandwich with just mustard on it. Piled high, you can get two meals out of it or just eat it as a dinner. A great place to go. And another thing I like to do, but this is still existing today before the days of food trucks, is go to get what's called a papaya hot dog. And there are two types of papaya hot dog stands. One is Papaya King and one is Gray's Papaya. When I lived in New York City 15 years ago, for $3, you got two hot dogs and a papaya juice. Now it's 10 bucks. But still
a deal.
For something that's a deal that you can eat, it's a very good deal. They're located in several places in Manhattan, very affordable. And there was actually the home of the first juicier juice bars. The papaya drinks were when they first started juicing, when they became popular. And that was one of the first places they started. Again, there's a lot to do. It's an easy city to get around in. The subways is very inexpensive. And cabs really aren't that expensive. So I love New York. So come and enjoy yourself. And you can see the remaining of my letter on the website.
Well, you know, I love New York, too. And like you said, I think everybody loves New York. And even if you haven't been there, you have some love or some sense of loving it, just from things you read. And it's been in almost every movie, it seems like. There's so many movies that have New York as the backdrop, or even TV shows as well.
Right.
So it's great for that. So, and I know that there is also a tour company that does tours of some of the movies and TV show location. So that would be a great thing to do as well.
It's only 13 miles long. Many times I've walked the entire length of Manhattan. So it's a very nice walk, and it's very easy to do.
Yeah, it is very easy to do. The blocks are not that long, so you feel as though you're walking short distances. Plus, there's a lot to see as you walk.
Right, 20 New York blocks make a mile.
Oh, wow, that's good to know. Wow. Thinking about that, wow. That doesn't seem like very much. Now, okay, so here's my letter, and my letter is to Hong Kong. So, dear Hong Kong, you are truly the love of my life city. With your bright twinkling lights, active harbor, and high-octane street life, you captured me from the very start. My first trip in 1980 welcomed me with the spicy scented air of a vibrant city that knows no time out, no let's do it later, but hosts a 24/7 lifestyle ready to bring everyone into the fold. More than a city, when we say Hong Kong, you are actually a sprawling sea of islands, each uniquely presenting diversity and multiculturalism to visitors from around the world. So I love to hop on the Star Ferry between Hong Kong and Kowloon for a quick 8-minute ride. When I do, I'm passing fishing vessels, the junk boats, and really exploring the Victoria Harbor, which is full of life. What a perfect way to escape to the sea. Take a ride just before 8 p.m. and grab a front row panoramic view of the city as it transforms itself into a light show of colors beaming to the sky. It's like the city comes alive at night. I love how you let me shop because everyone knows I love to shop. So I like to move past the shopping malls and check out the street markets. And there are just a ton of street markets for people to try. The ladies market with over 100 stalls, hawking all kinds of bargains, all kinds of things, clothing, accessories, souvenirs. But men shouldn't shy away from this market either just because of its name, because there are trinkets and other gift items there as well. And another thing, too, that no other city has is a market called the Cat Market. Now, it doesn't mean that they sell cats there. What it is antiques and a lot of secret finds. There's also a bird market where you can buy exotic birds and beautiful bamboo cages. But I suggest also, too, when I'm in the city that I love, is that you make a stop at the Jade Market for the age-old stone, known for its beauty and purity, and is thought to bring long life and good health. And we all can use that. Now, my most favorite thing to do that I love to do when I'm visiting Hong Kong is visit a quaint little village called Stanley and shop in the Stanley Market. Now, it does have a reputation for being the place to find the designer knockoffs, but you can also find beautiful linen and cashmere there as well. And take a bus ride, and it's almost like a tour of the city. So I love, love, love to go also to the flower market. As you know, Dr. Bill, I love growing orchids and the colors that are popping out of those shops and the scented fragrance of all of those beautiful flowers is just an unbelievable getaway. And that's kind of my little secret thing, too, that I like to do because it's tucked away way on the side. I just love Hong Kong. That is my city that I love. And there's more of my letter, of course, also online. So would you like to go to Hong Kong? The food?
Well, definitely. They have some of the best, actually the best dim sum in the world.
Well, that's probably where it started.
True.
And lots of great restaurants there, too. So you can have really an assortment of all kinds of meals when you go there. And whenever I go, I love to eat there as well. But I just really like going to the markets because there's so much to do. And you can do it 24/7.
That's true.
So great things to do. So this has been a great show, sharing our love for these favorite cities of ours. So I want to wish everyone again a very happy Valentine's Day. And hope everyone is having a great day and that you have some great plans for this evening.
We'll do. We have some good plans, and I hope people have good plans and they have a happy Valentine's Day.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to everyone, too. Again, this show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. And if you want to check it out, how can we do that, Dr. Bill?
SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com. The website, again, is SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com, or dial the phone number 912-223-6515.
And you don't have to wait for Valentine's. It's romantic year-round. So come anytime. Check out Sapple Island Birdhouses on their website. This has been a great show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Happy Valentine's. We'll be back in 2 weeks on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.